Good afternoon. This is the Senate Human Services Committee, and we're meeting today to hear one bill, Senate Bill 6. Before we begin, I want to just make a few announcements. First, the committee is going to suspend adoption of our committee rules for the 2017-2018 session until a later time, and today we'll be operating under the committee's existing rules as adopted last session. Amendments to Senate Bill 6 are reflected in the analysis and will be taken in this committee rather than the Appropriations Committee as indicated in the analysis. In today's testimony, we will hear two witnesses in support of the bill, two witnesses in opposition. Each witness will have 2 minutes to testify. Additional witnesses are invited to come forward to state their name and affiliation and whether they support or oppose the bill, but there will not be additional testimony. Can we establish a quorum? Okay, so we do have a quorum. Yes, so can you please call the roll?
Wiener.
Present.
Wiener here. Berryhill. Glazer. Newman.
Present.
Newman here. Wen.
Here.
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum. Okay, at this point, I'd like to invite Senator Hueso, who is the author of Senate Bill 6, to present on the bill. Welcome, Senator.
Thank you, and good afternoon. Thank you for allowing me to present SB 6, the Due Process for All Act. This is a bill that seeks to ensure that individuals in this state are granted the due process they deserve and are provided access to legal representation. You know, I feel that I'm living in some kind of nightmare where our country's values are being attacked. The very concept of America as an idea is gravely at risk. America is a country that was founded on the principles of bringing people together. This concept that out of many, we will make one, out of very different, diverse opinions and backgrounds, ethnicities, religions, that this is a place that is welcoming to the rest of the world. Our recent our president recently has taken on positions that specific groups and religions and ethnicities are no longer welcome in this country, and that he has set out to target certain individuals in our country and to remove them from the country, whether fairly or not. We are concerned that currently federal laws are being violated and that this administration is not paying respect to the statutes that are currently in statute, or the codes that are in statute. And currently, contrary to federal law, he has expanded deportation forces, many in my neighborhood, where they're targeting people at schools, at places of worship, and at supermarkets. And they're removing them, oftentimes, just by profiling them. This happened to my father in the 50s. He was a U.S. citizen, and he was deported several times. And there was nobody to stand up for him or nobody to allow him to tell his story through that process. And, of course, it cost him dearly. It removed him from the country. In many cases, it cost him his job. It cost him income losses. So we're very concerned about the future of California, given that currently in our population we have 2.8 million undocumented immigrants are currently helping us with our economy, supporting industries like agriculture and manufacturing, and a lot of service industries that depend on them. It is estimated that they're currently contributing $181 billion to our California's gross domestic product. These are individuals, 2.8 million, more than the size of some states. I mean, we would completely replace the state of Oklahoma. That's how much they contribute to California's economy. they would equal the output of the entire state of Oklahoma. If we remove that from our state, we're concerned about our state's competitiveness. We're concerned about being provide certain essential services to people in our state, and we're very concerned about seeing the collapse of many industries. We are very certain that many Californian businesses will go out of business. We believe that this bill will help at least provide representation to those facing legal action by the federal government. In many cases, some of these people might be legally in this country. In many cases, they may be citizens. In other cases, they may be subject to certain protections under the current statutes at the federal level. But that we will never know if they don't get their fair day in court. It is estimated that in California, of the detained immigrants that are not represented by legal counsel, 68% of the detained immigrants are not represented by legal counsel, and that their chances of getting a fair trial increased by 71%, or 10 times that of their counterparts who remain detained and without counsel. So we're looking at many cases, just simply providing counsel to some of these individuals will ensure they'll get their fair day in court, and that we will not do it an injustice to people in our community simply because of the color of their skin or how they dress. You know, my father changed the way he dressed. He wore a suit for the rest of his life. He recreated in a suit. He was so afraid of being profiled that he thought wearing a suit would change people's opinion in terms of who he was. And that is a shame. That's not the country that we should live in, and U.S. citizens shouldn't feel that their government would target them simply because of the way they look. You know, the devastating effects on this unjust system that we currently have extended far beyond immigrants facing deportation. By providing counsel in deportation proceedings, California will help keep families together and secure employees working and communities as a whole. You know, we all often should think about kids. We should think about keeping families together. I think those are very strongly American values, that we care about humanity, that we care about families, that we care about their future as well. And, you know, this is, I think, a very important measure. I hope that California lead a charge nationally to represent American values, to protect American values and virtues, to protect that American idea that has so transformed the world, that has caused democracies to spring up around the world. I mean, think about the transformations that have taken place around the world with the birth of an idea of a democracy that treated everyone as equals. So I hope that we can work together to advance this and show that we are solidly behind our families, our economy, California's prosperity, and that we stand firmly with an equitable system where the rule of law prevails and that justice prevails in the end. We have some witnesses here today. We have Sam Rodriguez with UFCW. Is he here yet?
I don't see him.
No? Okay. We also have Alejandra Serrano Rojas, who will share her own personal experiences and how this bill could affect her.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Alejandra, and I was 10 years old when I crossed the Mexican-United States border with my brother and my mother. To make the crossing, my mother had enlisted the help of coyotes. Coyotes are individuals who charge a fee to help immigrants cross to the United States. Unfortunately, during the crossing, my mother broke her leg and had to go for a surgery. Luckily, my brother passed through the border successfully. I, however, had to remain in Mexico with the coyote. I was terrified that I would never see my family again. After a week of waiting, I convinced the coyote to try crossing through the desert. It took 11 hours to cross the desert on foot. During our crossing, the coyote never let us take a break, and we ran out of water. We finally crossed the river into the United States, but we were caught by the border agents and taken to jail. When we got to jail, We were put into a big room where there were no beds or blankets. I was dirty, cold, and hungry. I was afraid, and at no point during this ordeal did I have the access to legal representation. I wish I would have had the opportunity to speak with a lawyer so I could ask them what was going to happen to me. After 6 hours, we were released from jail to Mexico. Eventually, I was able to come to the United States and reunite with my family. My personal struggle hasn't been easy, and it isn't easy for the nearly 3 million undocumented immigrants living and working in California today. I can attest that these people are hardworking members of society who, like me, risk everything in pursuit of a better life. Every single day when I wake up, I remind myself of the amazing country that I'm living in, and that there's people out there who are fighting for my rights, people who love me and believe in me. With our new president, fear has grown in my family and my community. But what makes the fear go away is that there's people like you who use your power to and influence for good. I'm here today because I want to serve as a voice for the oppressed and fearful. My faith in God helps me remain hopeful, positive, and strong. I want to get educated and contribute to the country that has helped my people for so many years. In conclusion, regardless if I stay or leave this country, I truly appreciate and respect the opportunity that this country has given me. And I thank you all for your hard work, and I ask you to please support SB 6. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We also have with us Professor Rose Cuison Villasor, a tenured professor at law at UC Davis Law School. She teaches immigration, advanced immigration law, and citizenship law. She has co-written a book about the 1965 Immigration and Nationality Act, which was recently published by the Cambridge University Press. She's here to answer technical questions if you have any.
Great. Thank you very much, Senator. So that concludes the presentation?
Yes.
Thank you very much. So at this point, if there's anyone else, anyone here in support of the bill who would like to come forward, and as a reminder, please simply state your name, affiliation, and that you support.
Nicholas Gonzalez for the California Civil Liberties Advocacy in support.
Sylvia Solis Shaw on behalf of the City and County of San Francisco and the Office of Mayor Ed Lee in strong support. Thank you.
Michael Young with the California Labor Federation also here in support.
Rebecca Gonzalez, National Association of Social Workers, California chapter in support.
Mr. Chair, members, Martha Guerrero representing the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors in strong support.
Thank you, Ms. Chair members. Christopher Castrillo on behalf of the California Faculty Association and the Office of Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, both in strong support. Thank you.
Tiffany Whiten with SEIU California in support. Thank you.
Rosa Aquil with Policy Link and the Alliance for Boys and Men of Color. We had previously been in support but have since moved to neutral. We are very concerned that a bill that is supposed to provide due process has carved out due process for certain immigrants, and are very concerned that this perpetuates the narrative that our president has espoused around the undeserving and deserving immigrants. And we believe that if we're going to talk about due process, then it should apply evenly to all immigrants.
Thank you. Any additional support? Okay, seeing none. Is there anyone in opposition to the bill? Okay, seeing none. No opposition here today. So first of all, I want to thank Senator Wayso for his leadership on this issue, as well as his co-authors, Senator De Leon and Assembly Speaker Rendon. This bill, I think, is incredibly important. I'm strongly supportive. We have a president of the United States who has basically indicated he wants to deport people really with no due process and stop people at the border who even have every right in the world to return legally to the United States. And we've seen a complete abuse of power here, and we have no reason to believe that'll stop. So this bill is really important in ensuring that everyone has their due process. And I know that in the budget we'll be having discussions about making sure that we can fund this bill. I do want to just know, especially apropos to the last comment about trying to be inclusive in this bill, and I'm not going to be proposing these as amendments today. But I want to just put the idea out there and with the idea that in the Appropriations Committee, when this bill is at Appropriations, a further amendment beyond what we will take up today can be considered. And that is relating to people with certain felony convictions. Right now, if you have a certain category of felony convictions, you're permanently lifetime excluded from this legislation. And I think that at least with respect to certain of those felonies, because it's a very broad range of felonies, for certain of those felonies, having some sort of time limitation. So for particularly if someone has an old conviction, has turned their life around, I don't know that we really should be excluding that person from the protections of this statute. So my request, and again, I'm not proposing an amendment today, but my request is that between now and the Appropriations Committee, if the author is amenable, to consider crafting an appropriate amendment to take into account trying to just treat everyone fairly. So, Senator, I hope if you're open to that consideration.
Absolutely. I think okay. That's a good amendment.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Members, any questions or comments? And I know we'll be taking up amendments. Okay. Senator, there in the analysis of the bill, there were proposed amendments. Do you accept those amendments?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Then I guess we need a motion in the committee to accept the amendments.
I'll move to accept the amendments.
Okay. Senator Glazer, my apologies. Okay. And so do we need a roll call on the amendments, or can we take it without objection?
You need a roll call vote.
Roll call on the amendments.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Okay. So the motion by Senator Glazer is to pass as amended. Is to pass as amended.
Bill with the amendments.
Yeah.
As contained in the analysis.
Okay. Senator Glazer has made that motion, and can you call the roll?
Wiener.
Aye.
Wiener. Aye. Berryhill. Glazer.
Aye.
Glazer. Aye. Newman.
Aye.
Newman. Aye. Wynn.
Okay, and we're going to hold the vote open for Senator Wynn, who will be returning, I think, shortly. No, that's all the business. So as soon as, we'll adjourn thereafter. Thank you, Senator.
She's on her way.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Could you call Senator Wynn?
Berryhill? Wynn? Wynn, no?
Okay. So on a 3-1 vote, the item as amended is passed out of committee. And there is no additional business before the committee, so we are adjourned.